Well, I personally stumbled across the idea when I was reading an article, and it really sparked an interest in me. I hate it when things break down. I get really annoyed, and it seems to happen far too often, particularly with electrical appliances. And I was very fortunate in my 20s and 30s because I had a Dutch grandfather who was a retired engineer, and he would fix things for me. And I had that privilege for the best part of 15 years. But then when he passed away, I didn't have somebody to fix things, and so I would take things when appropriate to fix it places, and often got told it's going to cost more to have it repaired than to buy a new thing. But the Repair Cafe initiative actually began in the Netherlands in 2009. They've got hundreds of repair cafes, and it spread to 20 other countries, including in a small way in Australia, where there are 2 repair cafes so far. So we're hoping to make the third one in Albury-Wodonga.
So how will it work?
Look, the exact logistics are being worked out, but the plan is that we'll have a venue, and that will be open to us for a 3-hour period, and members of the public can come along with a broken household item. They'll be met at our little reception area, and then they'll be pointed in the direction of the appropriate workstations. So we're thinking about 4 workstations, one for small bits of furniture, one for perhaps toys, for textiles and clothing, and perhaps also bicycle repairs, and ideally for one for electrical appliances because they're the ones that break down the most.
Gary, your expertise is in woodwork. When did you put your hand up for this idea?
Oh, look, really only a few weeks ago when I heard from Lizette that this is one of their latest little projects, and I thought, yeah, that's a great idea because I do hate having to throw things out, which I think can be quite easily repaired. And if you just go down to the transfer station in Wodonga, you see all these things that are in the skips and being thrown out, and you think, oh, why?
As someone who has skill in woodwork, I'd imagine you've been asked to repair anything from a table to a chair to drawers. How easy is it to teach those skills to somebody else like me who possibly would never have picked up a hammer, let alone a chisel, let alone a lathe, to get these things done?
Yeah, look, it is really easy, and sometimes it's just a matter of understanding how easy it can be, and often glue is one of your best friends. A decent screw, sometimes the screw is loose, the thread is gone, so you put a different screw in, clamp it, leave it for a day, and it's fixed. It's really not that difficult.
I was thinking about this repair cafe at the weekend, and everything we're told in this day and age is all about upcycling and how, you know, we need to have the latest and the brightest and the best, so then we get rid of the old and we embrace the new. We live in such a consumable society. Do you think that's half the reason why we're so quick to throw things out when they've got a chip or a dint or something doesn't quite match up or not working the way you want it to, Lizette?
Yes, it is indeed a very disposable society, and this, we believe, the repair cafe is an antidote to that. And I'm glad I forgot to mention previously that a big component of this is teaching people how to repair things themselves. So unlike other professional repairers where you leave the item with them,
come
here
back
you
in 7
stay.
Days.
That's right. Here you stay and you watch and you learn. So we're wanting to upskill the community, and it's also a very social setting. It's collaborative. You're getting to meet people from your neighbourhood. But primarily, in my case, it's to avoid waste, and it's the waste that's associated with all the raw materials that went into making new items. It's the waste associated with the electricity to produce new items and the fuel to transport them. So it is wasteful to be throwing things out all the time, and we'd much prefer that they stay in circulation.
So it does have a two-pronged approach, if you like. It's good for the environment, and it's also good for social benefits because people like Gary will teach people like me how to do some basic woodwork around the home.
That's right, that's right.
Gary, you're somebody who said you've been down to the transfer station and seen things thrown out. Have you ever offered to help somebody with those things before? Have you just sort of just shaken your head and gone, why do we do this? Or are you somebody that has been proactive and said, look, I could fix this for you?
Well, no, actually. And it's one of those things, I think, just confirming what Lizette said, that the idea seems to be we don't fix things, we just throw them out. So you don't get asked and things do get thrown out. But, yeah, look, I've been down to the shop there a few times, and there are things being saved, but there's not the idea of actually fixing them before they get there.
And I was thinking also about the number of repair places that once were on the border that have all disappeared, from electrical to seamstress to, you know, a lot of them are now fashioning things out of their own homes. You can still find a few if you know where to look. But as a kid, I remember there used to be a chappie who was a retired sea merchant that fixed bikes, and he was on the corner of Prune and Breen. And so if you ever had a bike problem, he was the go-to man. And then there was an electrical place also in Dean Street for a long time. There was a number of them, but they've all disappeared.
Well, I thought they had disappeared, but I've actually, in the process of doing some homework for the Repair Cafe locally, I've discovered some of them do exist. And I'm glad you mentioned them, because we really value the service they provide, and we don't want them to feel that this is in any way a threat to them. And we invite them to become involved. They don't have to volunteer their services, because we understand they're already busy people in their professional lives. But we'd love to have copies of their pamphlets or business cards so we can display them and then promote those services to people who come to the Repair Cafe, because we recognise that not everybody's item is going to be repaired or repairable by us, but that may be possible that it can be repaired by someone, a professional in our community. So we'd love to be able to promote them.
So where will the Repair Cafe be based?
That has yet to be finalised. At this stage, we're looking at the Wodonga Senior Citizen Centre, but it's a really popular venue. They have 19 events there a week. So we're trying to slot in with their timetable, and we're also considering other venues, probably somewhere in Wodonga. We're hoping to make it somewhere central, a reasonable space, and somewhere that's got a bit of a kitchen so that we can also have coffee and tea for people to help themselves to. We're going to have a table with some books on how to DIY, or as we're calling it, RIY, repair it yourself. And that's another thing that we'd love any of your listeners, if they have books on those sorts of topics that they could donate or lend to us, that would be appreciated. Anyone who has any equipment or repair materials, tools, again, either to lend or to donate, perhaps from a deceased estate, then we would be very keen to hear from them.